This is an I Am Listening original podcast.
With the company, obviously, if they're starting straight from school, I've got no experience, the company can build them and mould them to exactly what they want their worker to be. If they're getting the skills, the knowledge, behaviours that company are going to want and want to keep them on at the end of it.
Welcome to the Hitlist GCSE Surgery Podcast with East Kent Colleges Group from EKC Canterbury College, hosted by me, Noomi Gildert. I'm joined by a panel of education experts as well as students, and we're going to be giving you advice on what's next and also what you can expect in your next step of your education journey. In this episode, we're talking about apprenticeships, how they're structured, what opportunities they can open up, and why they might be best suited to you.
The Hitlist GCSE Surgery with East Kent Colleges Group, a family of six community-based colleges. See where at ekcgroup.ac.uk.
So another route post-GCSE is apprenticeships. Taylor, you are a recruitment officer for apprenticeships. So I think it's something that a lot of people are familiar with, but maybe don't know the specifics of it. So how would you describe an apprenticeship in 2023?
An apprenticeship is learning on the job. Some apprenticeships that we offer, most of which are one day a week, an apprentice would come into college. Some are all done virtually, so no need to go to college at all. It's working with an employer, the opposite to a T-level. So 20% of your time is spent at college, 80% is spent in the industry doing the job that you're doing. If it's an online apprenticeship that you are doing, then it's solely you're with the employer 100% of the time. Any sessions that you do would be at the workplace with the employer.
So there's now online apprenticeships. So do you have access to like a supervisor when at college for that work that you're doing online, but it's just all done remotely?
Yeah. So you have your trainer. So the trainer will come and visit you in the workplace. So business administration, for example, that's done all online. And there's the odd session where you come into college, but that's just to meet your peers. There's a session for coaching and mentoring, for example. They come in, do that face-to-face with a group of people. But yeah, the trainer will come out to meet them in the workplace. But if they've ever got any concerns, any queries, both the apprentice and the employer can get in contact with the trainer on Teams. They can get them contact them on their mobile phones as well.
And why might an apprenticeship be the best route for someone?
It's given them the technical sort of knowledge and experience all in one. So after you finish school, you can go on to college, you can go on to sick form. It's given you that work-based experience, going out there, getting the practical hands-on skills. If you want to be a carpenter, for example, then you're going to learn a lot more on the job day to day than, say, going to college. Not that you're not going to learn as much on college, but it's getting the employer sort of interaction. You're interacting with customers, you're interacting with the general public, and you're coming across sort of day-to-day real problems that could happen in a workplace.
And how does the college support a student with that 20% of the apprenticeship and kind of wrap around that work experience?
So we give the employers and the learners sort of an example of what they can do with their 20% off the job. But with the 20% where they're at college, they've got the support of the college tutors. We've got our additional learning support team if they need any support. We've got us as a business development team. We are there to help if they're having any queries, if they want to change employers, if their employers aren't sure of anything, they can get in contact with us and we sort their queries for them.
Obviously, a big question about apprenticeships. Do you get paid while you're doing it?
You do. So it's a lower minimum wage. So it's £5.28 at the moment for minimum wage for apprentices. But some employers do choose to pay more. Depends on what you're doing. If you're in a highly skilled role or learning to become a highly skilled role, then some employers pay more. Depends on the size and the scale of the company. If you've got a small company, they may pay you the minimum wage, but it is only for the first year of your apprenticeship. After that, you would then go up to apprenticeship or minimum wage for your age.
The Hitlist GCSE Surgery with East Kent Colleges Group. Become an apprentice and earn whilst you learn at your local college.
And where can an apprenticeship lead someone? Can they then start potentially working at that company? Could it move on to different education routes?
So typically, I think this figure come out recently. It's either 94 or 95% of apprenticeships end in a permanent position. So with that same employer that they started with, they can move on to different apprenticeships. So if business, for example, they can move from business administration. They may have received a promotion after finishing the apprenticeship, can move up to team leader. After that, can they move up to say operations manager. There's a lot of different areas that they can go into. Carpentry, for example, you can move from level 2 to level 3, all done through there, or you can go off to university if you've got the right UCAS points to go ahead with that.
And why would a business like to take a student on as an apprentice? What's the benefit for that business?
With the company, obviously, if they're starting straight from school, have got no experience, the company can build them and mould them to exactly what they want their worker to be. They're getting the skills, the knowledge, behaviours that that company are going to want and want to keep them on at the end of it.
Rachel, obviously with this 20-80 split, students aren't going to be on campus for much during their apprenticeship. How does the college help that student still feel part of the college environment whilst on an apprenticeship?
They're still a student, so they're still counted as a full student at college. So they're entitled to use all the facilities, take part in all the social activities, all the trips, and all the services that the full-time students are offered and entitled to. So whether it's careers advice, whether it's activities, using the Learning Resource Centre, using the facilities in college, they're still included and all of those options are open to them.
And if a student started at college, maybe on a BTEC or A-levels, and then decided that they would like to do an apprenticeship instead, is that a possible transition?
Yes, certainly. Students can change their mind. They sometimes will want to change course, or at the end of it's very usual, isn't it, for a student to finish a course, so perhaps they've done a level 2 course and then want to progress on to apprenticeship as their next step. And apprenticeships come in all different levels, from level 2 actually up to degree level and level 6 and 7. So at any stage they can switch over and move on to a degree, so they can be a great alternative progression option.
Thank you so much. Can we get a round of applause?
Thanks for listening to the Hit List GCSE Surgery Podcast with East Kent Colleges Group from EKC Canterbury College. For more information, you can head to ekcgroup.ac.uk, and you can find the rest of the episodes of this podcast series at im-listening.co.uk or wherever you get your podcasts.
This has been an I Am Listening original podcast. For more information, head over to our website, im-listening.co.uk.